This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Dink. World leaders have been congratulating the projected president-elect Joe Biden on his victory over U.S. President Donald Trump. Among them are German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
The United States is our closest and most important ally, and that's been the case under president after president, prime minister after prime minister. It won't change. And I look forward very much to working with President Biden and his team on a lot of crucial stuff for us.
And South Korean President Moon Jae-in sent out a brief message on his social media account Sunday, expressing support for the former U.S. vice president and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump has promised legal action after leveling accusations of large-scale voter fraud in the state of Pennsylvania and other states that broke for Biden. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says
it's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
But Democratic Senator Chris Coons says there's no proof of any fraud.
If Republicans are going to support President Trump in his resistance to accepting the outcome of the election, the president needs to show some facts, not just angry tweets.
Joining Coons and Blunt on ABC's This Week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Stop the rancor. Stop the fighting. We have real problems. Let's move on together.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And